And here we go. JCC football here on KKOJ during the postgame show, joined by head coach Tom Shuler. And it was just one of the biggest trends tonight, and a storyline throughout the game was anytime Redwood Valley would get some positive momentum, you guys seemed to get a timely turnover.
It was nice taking the ball away from them. I thought they got a really good quarterback. I don't know what they had for rushing yardage, but it couldn't have been much. We were able to make them one-dimensional, which really helps. They got our corners isolated a couple times and got them with some nice plays. But overall, I thought the defense played pretty decent.
Yeah, they did hit a couple passes, including the one touchdown that they got. That was a couple back-to-back. But, yeah, like you're saying, they mostly got some of those little short ones. And actually, on some of those kind of bubble screens and stuff, you guys seem to do a really good job of getting those contained.
I did think we tackled well on those short passes. Little 3-yard passes didn't turn into 10-yard gains. I was actually really happy about that. We were able to pressure them a little bit with our front four. They do a lot of three steps, so they get the ball out of their hand real fast. We knew that, but I thought our guys did a good job up front.
Offensively, the rushing attack just keeps on rolling, especially in that first part of the game. It seemed like, you know, just another game here in 2024 especially. You guys just keep the steamroller rolling.
We did. I thought we blew way too many assignments. Both sides of the ball. We blew some assignments on defense too, but we blew too many on offense. We got a lot of talent. The bar is really high for this football team. We have a lot of really good football players, so we're expected to go out there and perform. I didn't think we were at our best tonight. We played okay, and okay isn't the standard we're trying to set right now.
That's fair enough. But Redwood Valley was indeed the biggest challenge that you've had so far this season. They were able to hit some momentum-building plays, and they just had some back-breaking turnovers and untimely kind of, you know, they took their risks. They gambled, and they had a couple fourth downs there. And how about Mauchau with the deflection to turn away that potentially momentum-changing potential score that they potentially had, if I want to say that word one more time, right before the half?
Yeah, before the half was big. We get caught, probably shouldn't have, got talked into it. We're in 4th and 6 on about the 40, and our guys have gotten in a little bit of a fantasy world where we can go for it wherever we're at. Well, there was, at one time, there was about 1:30 left. Well, the only way they're going to score is on a short field, and they got the ball coming out. What I didn't want to have happen, Redwood Valley makes a play, comes out and scores the second half, and all of a sudden it's 20-14, and you're not breathing real comfortably. So hats off. We were able to get the stop there. But we had some snafus on that drive for sure. It was a sloppy drive, and one we needed to kind of put the game away, and at that point we did not.
Right before the half, like
right
you're
saying.
Right
before the half.
Yeah, and then you get into the third quarter, and still a few more things went your way, some turnovers, and the big return for Ben Deline.
Big return for Ben. A lot of those we were in preventing the onside kick because they had onsided about every other game. We're returning the ball better when we get out of the way than when we try to block right now. That might be a little bit of a condemnation on our kickoff return team, so we'll either block better or get out of the way better, one of the two.
Gage Johnson, another one of those young guys that's making plays, interception and a rushing touchdown, and his own two-point conversion right after that as well.
Yeah, sophomore, you know, getting the experience. He's worked his tail off in the weight room. He deserves to play, and he's doing a nice job.
And you guys continue to try to, you know, the JCC versus everybody mentality. You're trying to set that high standard, like you said. And so now you return home, friendly confines of Swearingen Field. Salute to service night against Minnesota Valley Lutheran.
Which will be awesome. Really looking forward to it. Looking forward to another week of practice, getting better, getting deeper, getting our assignments a little bit cleaned up with everybody, including the backups. So looking really forward to getting back at it again on Monday.
JCC coach Tom Shuler, thank you so much for another conversation. After another win, that's a good thing for JCC.
Absolutely.
Safe travels. Absolutely.
Thanks.
Safe travels to Tom Shuler and everybody with the Huskies. And if you're out there listening as well,